All of you were given a link up today in your bulletin as you walked in. So we are, like I said, we provide that structure for the Big C Church to come together and use their gift, talents, and resources. So if you have the time to volunteer, we're always in need of people to volunteer in our call center. If you have just a couple hours a week, we're looking for cashiers in our thrift store. If you own a business and you're willing to discount your services for people that are working hard to get on their feet, we're always looking for businesses to support us. And of course, financially, you guys just did that through that offering. Thank you so much for that. So if you will look this over and fill this out and bring it to our table at the end of the service, we'd love to get you connected with us. We are looking, this year, the Lord has told us to build strong internally. So everything to do with the client was my position before I came into this role as executive director. So I am looking to hire someone for that role. But we need the finances. So we are looking for folks that are willing to become monthly donor as well. And as Tony said, you guys have actually been one of our longest partner churches. And so with your tithes, you do support us monthly. But if God's calling you to go that extra so we can build strong internally, that would be awesome. I do believe in statistics. So you need to know what your local Loving has done this year. So we do have a pamphlet in the back with all the statistics from 2017, because we got to look the year behind, right? So in Denise's story, what they didn't share is she was living with her son, as she talked about, but she and her daughter were living in just one room. And shortly after we did this video, Hope Builders, unbeknownst to her, got her housing. And so she was able to move into her own place. And they felt like she needed a win because, you know, it's been hard. And so actually the day after this video, they surprised her and her daughter with an all-expenses-paid trip to Walt Disney World just to give her that encouragement. And so she is pursuing her degree in teaching. So we're thrilled for her. So in her story, I mentioned that she needed mental health counseling. I mean, you hear some of the things that happened to her. She was a victim of sexual abuse. And through counseling, she's working through being set free from that. And it's not okay what has happened to her. It's not okay what these people have done to her. But she needed to come to a place of forgiveness and letting that go, because holding on to that resentment is going to pull her down. And God tells us in his word that revenge is mine, right? So we don't have to worry about that person. God is going to take care of it. She had to focus on her own healing and working through that. So that unforgiveness keeps us stuck. Proverbs 10:12 said, "Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers over all wrong." Transformation. We have another client that was an elderly lady that we were coming alongside her and painting the outside of her house. So I went to visit her ahead of time to look at everything that we needed. And so she began to share with me that she had come back from the doctors and that they found a lump in her breast and they felt pretty confident that it was cancer. And so I said to her, "Do you have any unforgiveness in your life? I said, it might not even have happened to you, but is there someone, maybe a friend, that had something happen to them and you have a lot of anger towards that and you have a lot of unforgiveness towards whoever hurt them?" And that was totally the Holy Spirit to give me that word, to ask that of her, because she immediately said, "Yes. It didn't happen to me. It happened to a friend of mine." And as she's sharing this story, just all this hatred, you know, starts coming up. And I'm like, okay, all right. So I want to encourage you to sit and ask the Lord for forgiveness, because we know that sin can cause illnesses in our body. There's lots of different things that can cause illnesses in our body, but God tells us in his word that sin is one of them. So I encouraged her to seek the Lord and say, is that this situation with this tumor in your breast? And so I said, if you want to pray now, we can pray now, or you can pray in your alone time with the Lord. She's like, now, I want to pray now. So led her through a prayer. She asked for forgiveness for these harsh feelings she had against this other person. And we prayed for healing for this tumor. And then she called me a couple weeks later, and the tumor was completely gone. Yes, so God is a God of miracles, which we got to hear from Miss Roach. That's amazing. God bless. So yeah, praise the Lord. And then it happened to me. I had somebody that I worked with, and she was a volunteer, and she was struggling with our boss, and so I was trying to help her through that. And one day, I get a call from our boss that he wants to meet with me and her. And I had gone on vacation, and unbeknownst to me, she had sent me an email while I was on vacation. And I truly took a vacation and did not look at my email, which I am so grateful for, because I feel like the Lord totally protected me, because I walked into that meeting, and it was her and her husband and a board member and my boss and her counselor, and it was like, and I had no idea that she had some issues against me, which she had emailed me. I thought it was really gracious of the Lord for me just to walk in there and not, I would have never enjoyed my vacation otherwise. So got in there, and this was an extremely difficult meeting for me. Really, really, really hard. And so, and for her as well. And so came out of that meeting, and she did end up leaving the ministry. And a year goes by, and I didn't think about her, the situation, just, you know, going about my business. And I came home from work one day, and it was a Tuesday. And Tuesday nights are my Bible study, and it's in my neighborhood. And it's with people that I love and that I feel very safe with. To share my struggles, to use my gifts and not feel judged, just a really amazing group of people. And so I'm getting ready to start dinner, and I'm looking down at my phone, and I'm on Facebook. And you know how on Facebook it says people that you may know? So I look down, and there is her face. And I was like, I will never, ever friend her. You guys have done this. I know you have, right? I'm not the only sinful person in this room. So I was just like, no way. And I just set it aside and made dinner. And I walk into my Bible study, and guess who's sitting on the couch? Tell me God doesn't have a sense of humor. So there she was sitting on the couch with her husband, and I was flabbergasted, and I was freaking out internally. And of course, I went over and graciously said hello, sat down, and I'm like, oh Lord, don't let my eyes meet her eyes. She's going to think I'm looking at her. All that uncomfortableness. I know you guys have been there, right? You know exactly what I mean. So it was really hard, and then went through Bible study and got to the end of Bible study, and I was 100% neutral. God is good, right? I was neutral. I could look over there without any problems. We also have communion during our Bible study. So I knew I couldn't take communion, right? I knew that was out. And I'll tell you why. Because Matthew 5, 23 through 24 says, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. So I knew I just couldn't do that. So praise and worship started, and I always stand up, so I'm standing up. And I will often do things that the Lord asks me to do out of obedience. But I was like, there is no way I am not gonna go over and ask this person for forgiveness. I am not, no. And then praise and worship continued. And I was like, okay, God. If you are asking me to do this, you are going to have to do this in me. And not only are you going to have to do this in me, you're going to have to give me a sign so that I know that you are doing this in me. So there it came from the bottom of my toes all the way up. The Holy Spirit just fell on me. And he said, go. And I was freaking out. And it was the longest song ever. And I was like, Lord, please don't let the song end as I'm trying to get up my nerve to go over there. And she and her husband got up and went and got communion. And I was like, clearly they're not having a hard time. This is all about me here. So they sat down, and I went over, and I got on my knees before her, and I looked up at her face, and I belly cried from the depth of my soul, and I said, please forgive me. And you guys, I really didn't even know what I had done, because I never even went back and read that email. I didn't even know, but it didn't matter. God was releasing her. He was releasing me. And so I hugged her, and she hugged me, and she's crying. And I go over to her husband, and he's crying, and I hug him, and he whispers in my ear, you have no idea what this means to us. So I knew that there was a release that needed to happen for them as well. So it didn't matter that I didn't really know what I had done. God totally set me free. And I think that as Christians, we think that when we go through forgiveness, that we have to enter back into that relationship. And that's not true. God might call you to enter back into that relationship, but it doesn't mean that we have to do that, right? He's going to show us. So I have seen her over the years since then, and genuinely, there has been nothing. I was totally freed and set free when I allowed the Lord to do that in me. We generally catch up and see how everything's going in each other's lives. So Matthew 5:46, if you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Transformation, right? Freedom. Then there's our friends and families. We are going to offend each other. We are. But we have to learn to agree to disagree, or that unforgiveness will bind us and keep us stuck. And that sin causes all kinds of havoc, right? So I want to read a scripture. It's 1 John 4:18-21. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. But that's a supernatural love, right? We can't do that on our own. I could have never walked through that on my own. In fact, I refused to, right? But I gave God permission to do that. I have a friend who was going through a difficult time in her marriage, and she works on her computer a lot. And so God said to her, I want you to change your password on your computer. And I want your password to be, I love John. So multiple times a day, she had to write that. And her husband's name was John. So she had to write, I love John. What do you think that did? It softened her heart to be able to come to a place of reconciliation. And God was doing something in him, right? God's a unique, loving God. He knows what speaks to each one of us. But it brought her to a place, right? We can't control what other people are doing. We can only do what God is showing us to do. That's who we're responsible for, right? So it brought reconciliation. So in all four of these examples, we gave God permission to do the work. So in Denise's story, she needed mental health counseling. There are many of us that need that extra help for someone to come alongside of us. If that is you, I would love for you to be referred to Love Inc. so that we can help pay for mental health counseling for you. We just got a $10,000 grant from the Space Coast Health Foundation for counseling, right? Thank you for that favor, Lord, right? Because we're going to help people get set free. So there's nothing wrong with needing a little help and someone to come alongside you to help you, you know, get set free. For the second lady, the Lord gave me a supernatural word. She received it. She walked in it. Boom, she was healed, right? But she had to give me permission to share with her. And then the Holy Spirit allowed her to receive it, and she was healed. For me, I had to give God permission to do it in me because I had refused, right? God is a gentle God. He's never going to force us. He's going to accept us right where we are. Give him that permission to do the work he wants to do in you. And then in the fourth example, that was a Holy Spirit supernatural idea. She would have never, who would have ever chosen to do that with someone that you're mad at, right? That was the Holy Spirit giving her that idea. So Isaiah 52:2, rise from the dust, O Jerusalem. Sit in a place of honor. Remove the chains of slavery from your neck, O captive daughters of Zion. God is not interested in our comfort, people. He is not. He is interested in what is keeping you bound. What are those chains in your life that are keeping you stuck? I love your testimony that you said, I'm sick of insecurity. This is keeping me bound. And then you took the time to sit with the Lord and say, no more. And boom, he broke that chain of insecurity for you. Well done, I say, good and faithful servant. Yes. So God wants us to be free so that we can walk in the fullness of everything that he has for us. And we know we have a great enemy that's trying to keep us from that. Okay? So we all need community. We are not meant to journey through life alone. Okay, you have an amazing church here. Anna has a heart like none other, which I know is directly a result of her allowing the Holy Spirit to give her that supernatural love. So reach out to those around you. Let people journey with you through life. And if you're in a friendship that the other person, you're working a lot harder than the other person, then you might need to ask yourself, why am I in this relationship? Now, I'm not talking about marriage because that's a covenant, right? Right? We need to be in life-giving relationships, right? Because we need to be about God's business and what he's doing in us. Other people can drag us down, okay? Will you come forward? So I would like all you to close your eyes. In 1994, I sat in a church. It was probably my third time in church in 10 years. And the pastor said, if there's anybody here that has walked away from the Lord, you're saved. Maybe you got saved as a child. Maybe you went through those teenage years where you walked your own way, did your own thing. God's calling you back. Today is the day to say, no more. I want to live a life with you, Lord, and what you have for me. And God takes us right where we are. this myth that we have to give up everything in our life to walk with the Lord is a lie from the enemy. God gently and lovingly shows us things in our life one moment at a time, and then we have the choice. So if you're here today and today's the day that you're being called to rededicate your life, I want you to open your eyes and look at me. And I want you to put up your hand. All eyes are closed. Okay. Thank you. I see that. Thank you, Lord. If you're here today, I know Church on the Rock is a place where people love you, their doors are open. And so maybe you're here today for the first time, or you have been here a few times and you do not know the Lord. He wants a personal relationship with you. He wants you to be free so that you can live the abundant life that he has. It's not easy. You heard all of those stories. But you also got to see how God walked in every single one of those stories and loved and set free. So if you're here today and you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord, and even as I'm talking, if you are feeling what I felt when the Holy Spirit fell on me, when I knew I could not sit there any longer, if that's you today, I want you to open your eyes and look at my eyes. And I want you to put your hand up. All eyes are closed. Anyone here today doesn't know the Lord? Okay, thank you. So as I shared those stories of unforgiveness and then of forgiveness, if any of you resonated with those stories, if any of you here today have unforgiveness that is keeping you bound, if you're feeling that inside you as I'm talking, that's the Holy Spirit saying, today is the day that I want you to be set free. Maybe you're here today and there are other chains that are binding you, not necessarily unforgiveness. First of all eyes closed, is there anybody that's ready to ask for forgiveness? Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Thank you. God does not want you to be bound any longer. Maybe it's not a forgiveness issue. Maybe it is drugs. Maybe you have an addiction issue and God is ready for you to be set free. You're ready. God's always been ready. You're ready to be set free from addiction. Maybe it is from self-esteem. Are you ready to be set free from low self-esteem? Are you ready to be set free from that feeling of feeling that other people have hurt you? Are you ready to be healed and set free? Maybe you have a physical issue. So I want to ask the prayer counselors to come forward and pray with people, Susan and Jim, if you'll come up. So if you are rededicating your life or you are ready to be prayed for, to be set free from whatever is binding you, give God permission. I want you to come forward and receive prayer. Thank you guys so much. I love you. God loves you. The plans that he has for us are far greater than anything we could ever imagine. Let's walk in freedom. God bless you guys.